Senate Committee on Transportation. We'd like to have roll call, please.
Bell.
Here.
Bell here. Bates.
Here.
Bates present. Dodd.
Here.
Dodd present. Galgiani.
Here.
McGuire. Morrell.
Here.
Morrell present. Roth.
Here.
Roth present. Rubio. Skinner. Stone. Umberg. Umberg present. Wachowski.
Here.
Wachowski present.
Thank you. First order of business is to adopt the rules. Rules have been approved by the Senate desk. They are same as last year. We added some language. We have a motion to adopt the committee rules. Okay, there's a motion. Without any objection, the committee rules will be adopted. We'll now go to the consent calendar. We have four items. Items 1, 2, 3, and 4, please. And we have a motion to approve that consent calendar. Any objection? Call the roll, please.
Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Dodd. Dodd, aye. Galgiani. McGuire. Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner. Stone. Umberg. Wachowski.
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
Thank you. We'll go to item 5. Senator Archuleta is making his presentation on, this is SB 405, Reclaim Asphalt Pavement Pilot Project, County of Los Angeles. Senator Archuleta, you have the floor to make your presentation.
You're good. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm so honored to be before you. This is my first day of presenting bills, and I thank you so very much, and I appreciate your hospitality and warmth that I've received as a new freshman senator. And today I am here to present Senate Bill 405. It's one of the first bills I've introduced, and I consider it to be one of the, what we call a district bill, because I think it affects every one of our districts. In reality, it's a district bill for all of us, as I had mentioned. For the past decade, I've served as city councilman, mayor in the city of Pico Rivera, and every day I saw deterioration of our streets and roadways, just as in your districts at home. Fortunately, SB 1 was enacted and now being implemented at $1 billion per year and has been earmarked for street repair and rehabilitation. Over the next 10 years, this will result in repavement of thousands of roads throughout the state. The flip side to this positive story is that millions of tons of asphalt pavement will be stockpiled throughout our communities. There is no secondary market for this material. It just keeps stocking up, piling up, and piling up. In the past, recycled asphalt or grindings was a great choice for us in the base, but in the buildings of new freeways. However, we have a problem today. But we are not going to do the right thing if we don't look at what we have facing us right now. SB 1 is about maintenance and infrastructure, and I'm talking about the future of our cities, our communities, and the health of our citizens. Caltrans currently allows for small amounts of grindings to be added to virgin asphalt in streets and rehabilitation projects. The City of Los Angeles allows up to 50% recycled material, but in both cases, you still have large amounts of grindings that need to be stockpiled. And I would like to point out, just for the record, that when I mentioned districts, I'd like to point out in District 22, there was quite a bit of stockpiles. My own district, the 32, District 34, 23, 28, 31, 23 are just for a handful, but there's quite a few, the districts that are in question and we should all be concerned about. And if I may continue, SB 405 intends to demonstrate that 85% to 100% of these grindings can be made new by adding a rejuvenator in a processing plant and return to the street that it came from. Similar work is currently underway in companies in Indiana and New York. And we always know that California is always the leader, but we need to play catch up on this game. In addition to reducing a looming environmental problem that comes from having the piles in close proximity to neighborhoods and schools, and there is benefit by not having to mine these aggregate sites and haul the material to asphalt production facilities, often from distant locations. And I've been made aware that in our communities, people are coughing and bleeding and the environment is getting worse. We must do something about it, and this is our opportunity. The County of Los Angeles will manage the pilot project, select the sites to be tested, and prepare a thorough engineering and environmental analysis following its completion. We have been in communications with the county for the last year, and just last week, the County of Board of Supervisors and the County of Los Angeles came together and they voted to support my bill. This is an ambitious effort, I realize that, but great things have often come with an idea. If we can turn back, like David Packard creating a groundbreaking computer application in his garage in San Jose, and in our case, we're doing the same thing. We are trying to find the best way to go to the future, take care of our environment, take care of our roads, and we have the opportunity right now. I would like now to take your questions on SB 405, and I have Mr. John Corcoran from Manhole Adjusting who's here if you have any technical questions. And I thank you for your time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, are you accepting the amendments of the committee?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And we'll hear questions. First of all, we'll ask any public speakers in favor of this, speakers that want to speak in favor. We'd like to have our public testimony on this item limited to 2 minutes per person. So speakers in favor at this point.
Thank you. Faith Conley with the LA County Board of Supervisors in support.
Lloyd Levine with the Western Pavement Maintenance Association in support.
Matt Kremens with the California-Nevada Conference of Operating Engineers in support.
Good afternoon. Katie Donahue-Duran with the California State Council of Laborers in support.
Felipe Fuentes on behalf of the Association of General Contractors, the California chapters, in full support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Todd Blumstein for the Southern California Contractors Association. Support.
Okay. Other speakers in favor? Okay. We'd like to hear from opponents. Any opponents to this bill? This is SB 405. Do I hear no opponents here? Do we have questions from our committee? We have a motion and second. Question, Senator Dodd.
Yes, Senator, I'm wondering maybe from a technical standpoint, are there any other places, you mentioned a couple states here that are working with this, are there any other countries around the world that are doing just this? And that's question number one. Mm-hmm. Question number two is how long is this pilot program?
Let me turn that over to John Corcoran for the technical side in that and his research.
Okay, yes, sir, can you introduce yourselves? Answer Senator Dodd's question.
John Corcoran, president of Manhole Adjusting, Inc., and we support this bill. Limited work that I'm aware of has been done in other countries. They do have a couple of processes in Europe, but pretty much in their infancy stages, so I'm unaware of anything that has been done widespread in Europe.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes.
Senator Rubio?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I appreciate what you're trying to do. You mentioned Senate District 22, which is my district, and I agree, and I think this is a fantastic idea. I just have a couple of questions. When there's a pilot program, it implies we're trying to see if something works. And do we know of other issues that the other states that you mentioned have come across? And the reason I'm asking is, if something doesn't work, what is plan B to ensure that it gets taken care of? Is LA County going to take care of whatever goes wrong, or who's going to be responsible for that?
Let me respond to that just a little, and I'll have John Corcoran follow through.
Thank you.
As you know, you just heard everyone in support, and this is a program with the County of Los Angeles. They're excited about it, as I am. But the issue here is the new technology. The issue is to eradicate the environmental issues that surround all these districts. So the technology that's here, we have to grasp it and go forward with it. So anything on the technical side, I'll go ahead, John, address that.
Committee Member Rubio, good question, and a couple of things. Even though it's
Senator Rubio, please.
Senator Rubio. Senator Rubio, thank you for your question. And basically, we're doing a pilot project to demonstrate more to the local agencies in California of the viability of the HIRAP. There's operations right now similar to the technology that's being proposed, being done by Brooks Construction in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Over a 5 or 6 year period, a predecessor to this process was called Cycline, that had did quite a bit of work in the late 80s and 90s for the city of Los Angeles. In fact, one of the streets, 19 years old, is on Melrose Avenue in front of Paramount Studios, performing very well. So even though the term pilot is more in line to do any of the current testing and qualifications, and to also do what hasn't been done before, a quantification in greenhouse gas reductions and other environmental issues, even though the product has been used before, these things need to be maybe brought up to show the current standards being met, and also with encompassing the environmental reductions, impact reductions associated with this process, Senator.
Thank you. I just needed background information, but I think it's a great idea. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Senator Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Argelette, I just want to commend you and compliment you for bringing this bill forward. I mean, this is something that that I think Caltrans should have been taking a much more proactive role over in the past decade. With the successful passage of SB1, over $1 billion is going to be used to repave our roads, which are falling apart throughout the state. And just to clarify the record, in New York and in Indiana, they do grind 100% of the asphalt. They recycle it. So there is a model out there that has been proven to be successful. I'm from Riverside County, which is one of the fastest growing counties in the state. In fact, it's one of the fastest growing counties in the country. And what we've seen to be a rate limiting step to repairing and building new roads is a shortage of aggregate. And I think that's not just in Southwest Riverside County in the Coachella Valley, it might be even statewide. And so this is gonna help solve that problem of aggregate. Why not reuse in an environmentally friendly way the asphalt that can be completely utilized, as well as I met with a company that also recycles tires and uses parts of that tire as a part of the new asphalt, which adds to its longevity, its water imperviousness, and actually allows for a smoother ride. So I commend you for bringing this forward. If I can, I'd like to be added as a co-author, and at the appropriate time, I'll move your bill.
You have a motion. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Senator, there's no more questions. Would you like to close?
Yes, sir, Chair. Mr. Chair, I would just like to thank the committee for allowing me to bring this forward. It affects all our communities, and I think this is our start to go ahead and tell the rest of the country that we can work on the environment, our roads, and we can be an example for the rest of the country. And the protection of our children and the environment, the air, is so very important, and I thank you, and I respectfully request an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. We'll call the roll, please. Motions for approval.
Senate Bill 405 by Senator Archuleta. The motion is due pass as amended and referred to the Committee on Environmental Quality. Senators Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
12-0. That passes on a 12-0 vote. It'll be referred to Environmental Quality Committee. Thank you, Senator.
Can we go back through the consent calendar?
We're going to go back, and we had the roll open for the consent calendar. Can we call the roll on the consent calendar, please?
On the consent calendar, consisting of file items 1 through 4, Chair and Vice Chair voting aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
Okay, thank you. That passed a 12-0 vote. We are now going to adjourn the regular committee meeting and reconvene as a joint informational hearing, Senate Transportation Committee and Senate Budget Subcommittee number 2.